After Bhubaneswar, the next place Lord Chaitanya went to was called Kamalapur, a very, very special place with very deep pastime that no one can understand unless they receive the supreme mercy of Gaur-Nitai. So we will be stopping there next. We are now sitting in a very sacred place. We should worship the dust of this place with great reverence and devotion. The pastime that was performed here is very mysterious and has been deeply contemplated and meditated upon within the core of the hearts of the greatest of our acharyas. The Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped Sri Bhubaneswar Mahadev in Bhubaneswar. He continued his divine journey to Sri Jagannath Puri. As he was traveling to Jagannath Puri, the ecstasy of his inner nature, which was the love of Srimad Radharani, was intensely longing in separation for the beautiful darshan of her beloved Lord, Sri Jagannath Dev. When Lord Chaitanya came to the village of Kamalapur, he took his bath in the river Bharginadi. The village that we are now in is called Chandanpur. However, the ancient name of this village is Kamalapur. It was here in Kamalapur that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his sannyas danda to Lord Nityananda Prabhu to hold for him as he was bathing in the holy river Bharginadi. After Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in great ecstatic love, he went to visit the temple of Kapoteshwar Mahadev. This temple is just across the river. A few days ago we went to visit it. It's a very ancient temple of Lord Shiva. While Lord Chaitanya was having darshan and worshipping Sri Kapoteshwar Mahadev, Lord Nityananda Prabhu had the custody of his sannyas danda. He playfully spoke to the danda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said that the worshipable Lord of my life, who I am always carrying within my heart, is carrying you. This is not right. And then he broke the danda in three pieces and threw it into the river Bharginadi. From that time, this river is worshipped by the name of the Danda Bhanga Nadi, the place where the danda was broken. To the right, where we will be going in just a few minutes, there is a temple called Danda Bhanga Gopinath. And it is said that that is the actual place where Lord Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda. And to our left is the place in the river where he threw the danda, the three parts of the danda. After Lord Chaitanya came from Kapoteshwar Mahadev temple, in the village of Kamalapur, they proceeded, and from just close to here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time saw the beautiful chakra of Jagannath temple from a long distance away. Kamalapur is approximately 10 kilometers from the temple itself, or 6 miles. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the beautiful chakra of Sri Jagannath Dev and the flag swirling in the wind above it, he became mad in ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya began to offer his obeisances again and again and again in prostrations to the beautiful form of Jagannath. He began to chant a particular verse. Before this beautiful temple, a beautiful cowherd boy is gazing upon me. He said this again and again and offered his obeisances again and again and again. And then he began to dance in ecstasy. Under the influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, all of his devotees became intoxicated with transcendental bliss. They all began dancing and chanting the holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sometimes laughing sometimes crying. Sometimes he was making all sorts of transcendental sounds and vibrations from his mouth, crying out, and all the ecstatic symptoms of love of God were manifesting on his body. For Lord Chaitanya, that 6 miles appeared like thousands and thousands of miles. The devotees from Kamalapur, after seeing the chakra of Jagannath, began to dance and chant and dance and chant. And as I said, it seemed like thousands of miles away from Lord Chaitanya. In his Shikshastakam, he explains, in separation from Krishna, a moment seems like 12 years or more. Similarly, 1 kilometer seems like thousands and thousands of kilometers away. In the intense ecstasy of separation from Lord Krishna. When they came to the very outskirts of Jagannath Puri, a holy place called Ataranala, there is there a bridge with 18 arches. Lord Chaitanya, upon arriving, came somewhat into external consciousness again. He turned to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and requested, "Please return my sannyas danda." It was at Ataranala that Lord Nityananda Prabhu had to explain. He said, "My dear Lord, when you were dancing in transcendental ecstatic love, you fell down. I tried to catch you. We both fell to the ground, and the danda fell under us and broke in 3 places. And where those 3 pieces have gone, I do not know. However, the danda was under my custody. Therefore, certainly it is my offense that it is lost. So you may punish me in any way that you see is fit." When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became a little sad and angry. He said to them, "You have benefited me very much by bringing me to this holy place of Nilachala. However, my danda was my only possession in this world, and you have not kept it properly. Therefore, you may go either before me or after me, but I will not go to Puri with you." Mukunda Dutt, one of the very intimate friends and loving devotees of Lord Chaitanya, he spoke, "My Lord, you should go before us. We will follow behind you, but we will not go with you." At that time, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to swiftly travel to Lord Jagannath's temple.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.